morning, everyone. Good morning. My name is Lamo. In a few minutes, Geshe-la will be coming in to give the teachings. If you've never been here before, if you would please stand out of respect for Geshe-la and the teachings. And when he, after he sits down, we'll be saying some prayers in the gold prayer book. It's the only one that we have, so you don't. It's not very confusing. And the first one's on page 183. There's a wonderful description of how to visualize visualization of the Shakyamuni Buddha. But we won't be saying that. We'll be just saying the mantra, and then there will be others, and I'll tell you which ones where to go in the book. when Geshe-la enters, he'll be prostrating, and if you feel uncomfortable doing so, you're very welcome to just remain standing. But we do it as a practice. if you have cell phones, if you would please turn them off or put them on vibrate, turn off the sound. And if Geshe-la invites people to ask a question or make a comment, if you please wait for the handheld microphone, because we are streaming this session and both sessions, and the people online cannot hear you, and we want them to be part of the this practice. Geshe-la has been talking about the 7 points of thought transformation, and you can find these things. Let's see if this one is, I think there's one copy in the Lama Yeshe Wisdom Archive bookshelf outside The Kindness of Others. It's a commentary on it. It's also, you can also see, find it here, Advice from a Spiritual Friend. I think this is on, for sale in the bookstore, and there might be a copy or two on the library, I'm not sure. And also in this one, which is a little bit pricier, but this has a wonderful, this is a more complete, commentary on the 7-point, thought transportation or mind training. It's called Mind Training, the Great Collection. So it's on any of those. Geshe-la has asked me to remind people that it's a great purification practice and a practice to accumulate merit, to circumambulate the stupa outside, which is that beautiful structure outside. You would go clockwise, even one time. It is an amazing practice because there are many countless Dharmakaya relics inside, which are primary relics. And on the way to and from the stupa, you see some prayer wheels outside. And if you also turn those clockwise, you get the merit of actually saying those mantras, the number of mantras that are inside those prayer wheels, just by spinning them. So it's a very easy way to practice. Let's see. If you have drinks, you're welcome to bring them in here. if you borrow one of our cups, please take it to the kitchen and wash them. We don't have kitchen duty people. Oh, let's get you off. So if you please turn to page 183, and let's chant Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra toward the bottom in Tibetan 3 times. Taya ta mone mone ma turn to page 34, and in the middle of the page you see the 4 immeasurables. So let's read that in English one time. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Now, if you please turn the page to 37. And then toward the bottom, you see the Four Immeasurables chanting version. So let's chant that in Tibetan one time. San Chen Ta mantras. Let's say Chenrezig's mantra 8 times, Green Tower's mantra 7 times, keeping in mind the people on the prayer list. Om Mani Padme Hum. Taritu taritu re soha. Om 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 taritu taritu re soha.
Good morning.
Morning.
So begin with short meditations. Okay, meditation. So I'm not sure, welcome to do any meditation, any form of meditation. So, breathing meditation, what Mother Teresa said, so, the fruit of silence, fruit of silence is prayer. Prayer? Fruit of prayer is love. The fruit of love is service. Service. Silence, you know, means like there's nothing much to silence the body. There's nothing to much have silence when you're talking about, you know, fruit of silence, talking about mainly about mind. So meditation, same, you know, silent, different word, but you know, same. So meditation, so maybe any form of meditation, so you are welcome to do. So as I mentioned before, like, you can watch your breath, you know, in and out. You know, exhale, inhale, then one. Then exhale, inhale, there's two. You count in your mind two. If you decide to count 21 without mistake, so then you already learn how to be with yourself and how to be present, how to be within. If you can count 21 times without mistake, first out, in, one, out, in, there's two. Each time when you inhale, each time when you breathe in, you count. You don't count when you breathe out, you don't count. When you breathe in, you count. One, then two, then three, like that. If you can count 21 times, then you already know, you already learned how to be within yourself and how to be present. How to be, not just how to be present, how to be present, how you say, how to be present peacefully. Oh, that's what you learn. That's the first stages to enjoy everlasting peaceful mind, everlasting peaceful mind. So that's the initial stage, okay? So then also you can do review meditations, you know. Likewise, Mother Teresa said, if you recall some kind of prayers, if you remember some prayers, oh, you can review them. Six Sambu Shenye songs. Saying the gentle word from your mouth. Oh, for example, compassion, love, care. Then, same time, Six Sambu Shenye songs. Say the gentle word from your mouth, then same time reflecting on the meaning of the gentle word, gentle meaning. Tera Sangha, gentle meaning, because the gentle word has gentle meaning. The subject is gentle meaning. That's like love. Subject is love. So then like that also, you know, become good meditation, okay? Reviewing something, gentle word. So what we call usual prayer, you know. So then it's very much depend on the size of the materials. If the material is long, then you can stay there, you know, long period of time, you can stay there. Or kind of like peacefully, you can stay there peacefully, or till you finish the materials, till you finish reviewing the materials. So that's also very much depend on the size of the materials. Or just, you know, like listen to the body has a vibration, your body, or focus on your feeling and just watch your mind. That's not easy, you know, so because mind doesn't have color and shape, so that's much more difficult. So you have to come up with some shape or some color, so then you have to believe that's your mind. So then focus on that. That's how the concentration on mind is been done. So you have to come up with some ideas, you know. If you want to focus on your energy, if energy doesn't have color and shape, you have to come up with some idea, some shape or some form of the energy, then you can concentrate. Similarly, similar idea applied to the mind. You have to come up with some shape or some form, then you think on that, your mind, then you concentrate on that. See, okay, maybe 5 minutes, 5 minutes. Not 5 hours, 5 minutes, just 5 minutes. And I think every day, you know, like some form of meditation, that is good to do, you know. If you are, if we are seeking mental happiness, okay. If we are seeking mental happiness, so then some form of, you know, meditation in every day. I think, you know, helpful. It's helpful. See, whether it helps rest of your life or no, hard to say. But this minute, it helps. This moment, it helps. It helps, you know, make your mind calm, peaceful. So then, yeah, you can hope for having a happy life, you know, rest of your life to be happy. So, because it's all begin from this moment. This is all matter. This moment is very important. So happy life, you know. So this is at least, you know. So meditation. So when we do meditations, I think it's important to, you know, eventually. Not right away, but eventually, it's important to feel or to able to say the meditation is very liberating. How you say therapeutic? How you say therapeutic? What that means? I don't know what. I just said the word. What it means? Therapeutic means. Beneficial. So eventually, you know, like, not you know, like when people say therapeutic, does they refer to the physical body? So for me, mainly, you know, to the mantras. Anyway, so then eventually we are, you know, if we are able to say, okay, meditation is very liberating, you know, very liberating. Otherwise, then meditation becomes chicken meditation. You know, so just sit like chicken, you know. So then not much beneficial. Reciting prayer is very liberating, you know. Reciting mantra is very liberating. That means you understood the purpose of, you know, reciting mantra, reciting prayer, meditation, you know. So then liberating means you are talking about. Are we talking about some kind of liberation? So that means mainly religious to the mind. See, it's very interesting, like how you say, we are all, you, me, everybody, you know, we are all seeking. We are all seeking. Some of you are seeking probably greater freedoms. Some of you are probably seeking liberations. The greater, you know, freedoms, you know. And some of you are just trying to seeking like temporary liberations. So anyway, the bottom line, monks, nuns, you know, lay people, men, women, Tibetan, American, doesn't matter, everybody, you know, seeking happiness. That's why everybody, you know, moves out, you know, squirrels comes out when it's sunrise. Squirrels comes out of nest, goes to, moves around for seeking for happiness. So probably their happiness, they believe they are coming from food, so they are looking for food. So our happiness is much more complicated. You know, it's not just when we wake up, we are not just, you know, some part of the world That's very true. So many, they wake up, they are thinking of food. They are thinking of food. Not American people, you know, there are many other parts of the world. When they wake up, they are thinking of food, like, same like squirrel. But they can't move fast as squirrel. They cannot move fast as squirrel. They cannot climb the trees, but you know, they are still looking for food. So anyway, everybody is looking for something. You know? Everybody is looking for something. So looking for, seeking happiness. So physical happiness, you know, not much looking for physical happiness, but mental happiness. If that's the case, so then some form of meditation in daily life is very, very beneficial, is helpful, okay? So I think there will be like separate meditation class, I think sometime in next month, or I'm not sure. So then I will explain how to sit, you know, when you do meditations and the sitting positions of meditation. I will explain that, okay? So, for now, right now, for the beginners, you know, just to count the breath out, in, and you can combine that, you know, like, say, breathing out all your, you know, disturbing thought. Breathing out all your disturbing thought, such as anger, jealousy, unhappiness, dissatisfactions, opposite of contentment, discontentment, all of that. You can just, you know, imagine, you can just picture them. It's like something, like some form of black smoke. Then when you exhale, then go out of your systems, out of the house, out of the universe, then disappears. Then when you breathe in, you can visualize you are breathing in all the positive energy, you know, all the positive energies, you know, you just breathe in. Not just from the people, also, you know, like the environment, the water, the earth. Earth means all the trees, they are all included. When you talk about earth elements, then all the trees are included, you know, all the trees are included. So all this possess, you know, energy, you know, and all this possess energy. plays very important role. So now people slowly being aware, like, the important roles they play in our very survival. So, you know, long time ago, people don't have education, but they kind of know, you know, importance of environment. They kind of know, so they don't talk about oxygen, how much oxygen they know, store, release. They have no knowledge at all, but they do know. They consider them as like sacred, you know, something that you don't mess with. It's just sacred. So it's important to keep them clean, you know. That's what happened before 1959. All the environment is most of that environment in Tibet is untouched by people. It's just the way it is. You know, it's just all sacred. The mountain is sacred. The lake near the mountain, that's also sacred. You know, everything just leave them there, you know, just considered sacred. So now you really know, you know. So now this is really sacred. Now when scientists talk about them, so now you see, you know, these are really sacred. So when you breathe in, you can visualize, or you can imagine, or you can picture all this positive energy possessed by all this, you know, four element, you can breathe in. So then feel every cell, every part of your body, and just imagine that, you know, your body becomes very light, you know, crystal clear, like that, you know. Then somehow, this all has a, there's a lot of benefit. Psychologically, there's a lot of benefit. Can I say that? Psychologically, there's a lot of benefit, you know. because this is all mental exercise. or you can send, you can send when you exhale, you can send out of loving kindness, you can send. You can send, out of loving kindness, you can send. Then when you breathe in, take out of compassion, you can take out of compassion. Or say, if your child is, sick or have some kind of headache, you can do this, this practice. Inhale out of compassion, you take, try to take that, something like that, okay? That's called giving and taking practice combined with the breathing exercise. So see, now, we are all seeking, nothing wrong there. So now, whatever we are seeking, and to, very important to learn how to find that, the method, the very method that we use to find. So that's also very, very important, very method, how to find them. So then meditation is one of them. Being silent, same. Meditation, being silent, same. Even though, according to Mother Teresa, you have nothing to say in the paper, but that is considered as a prayer, Fruit of silence, prayer. It's prayer. Then fruit of prayer is love. The fruit of love is service. That's what is needed. More service. Not necessarily more Buddhists. More Buddhists doesn't guarantee happiness for all living beings. Doesn't guarantee. More Christian doesn't guarantee happiness for all living beings. More Muslim doesn't guarantee happiness for all living beings. More compassionate being, more service out of love guarantees happiness for all living beings. So that's what is needed. Need compassion, love, that's what is needed. Religion does have potentials to help us to develop loving kindness, compassion. They have no message. But what is needed is loving kindness, compassion. Even dealing with little kids. I've been sitting babysitting. I've been babysitting last 3 weeks. 2 years old girl. even dealing with that little being, just 2 years old compared to your age, that's probably 20 lifetimes right there. 2 years old. It has mind, she's thinking, or you are thinking, she's thinking, but thinking a little differently. Probably thinking much lighter, much happier. Much more less concern. Everything is something to play. That's all. Interacting with even those like that, with loving kindness, everything change. Level the Buddhist, Buddhist monk, Geshe, those doesn't help much. Your title of Geshe, Kadamba Center resident teacher, all those doesn't help. Interacting with dead little beings, if you can interact, I'm not saying that I'm doing this all the time, but occasionally I'm able to do. So then when you do, you are free from stress. To join with heart happiness, even though it doesn't look like kind of happiness that I'm looking for, but at least, much better than trying to mute is much more difficult, So unbelievable how much energy. unbelievable sight. Probably mental state is much better there, you know, so even just drink here, like, learn so much, then, you know, so safe, said so much prayer, and still drink every day, you know, not much progress, but, you know, like that, you know, didn't say much prayer, but mine's a little bit, probably much happier there. So then, unfortunately, when it's grow up, you know, it become more complicated, so that's the life. You know? So anyway, so that's what is needed, you know, loving kindness, compassion. That's what is needed. So, throughout the day, you know, so when we are interacting with other beings, so that guarantees happiness for all living beings. That guarantees your happiness. That guarantees happiness, less stress for others, less stress for yourself. That's something good things to do, good things to develop. You know, good things to do. It's nothing to do with religions. It's to do with this. It's to do with. It is something to do with the. Things that we are seeking happiness. So, just want to share that with amazing, you know, watching your mind. Particularly, especially when you interact with other beings, you know. It's kind of interesting. So, then, I'll read something from here, okay? So I've been reading this text called 7-Point Thought Transformation. Seven-point thought transformation. So much difficulties caused by our thinking. So much difficulty caused by our thinking. So now need to refocus. In our thinking to achieve what we are seeking, happiness. So see, there's no, some thinking needs to be correct in order to achieve happiness. Otherwise, it's going to be complicated. It's going to be continuously going to be complicated. And if it's like, if the goal, the very desire, if they're led by some wrong thinking, so then, you know, instead of happiness, there will be more complications. So therefore, this 7-point thought transformations, you know, thought transformations, it is quite good, you know, too good to learn. Okay, quite good to learn. So now here are the sections that I'm going to read today. It's called Yusum, Tusum, Gezasum. Can you say in English? The three objects, three poison. Three merit.
There are three objects. Three
points. That's the line. Okay, that's the line. Then second one.
In all actions, trained by means of the word.
Okay. Lojong mena rimi marmi does know. So much information has been collected here. So many information has been collected here. It's not empty, it's just full with informations. Whether there's spiritual informations, whatever information, you know. So, probably you have, I have same, we have so much information here. So, all the spiritual part of the informations in our brain become like, without the thought transformations, how you say, education, thought transformations, knowledge, without the thought transformation, knowledge, all our spiritual informations become like drawing of the light, or lamb, drawing, lamb on the wall. It looks like lamb, but it's not lamb. It doesn't function as lamb, but it looks like lamb, but it doesn't function as lamb. So there's all our, how you say, knowledge about spiritualities become like that. It looks like lamb, but it's not functioning as lamb. Or another way to say is like seeds. Seeds without communication with the water. Seed in the box, seed in the box. Seed is means capable to produce something, but that seed in the box is not going to produce anything because it's dry and it's not corresponding with all the necessary conditions. But you can call it seed, but it's not going to produce anything. So see, I just want to explain that, okay? So now here, yusum, tuyusum, gerasum. Yusum, yu means object. Sum, three object. Tuk, little means poison. Sum, same, three poison. Geza, root of the virtues. Virtue means, positive speech, positive thought, positive actions. These are virtues. These are called virtues. So whether you understand that term or not, that's called gewa, geza. Yusum. So now, three object. Something, you feel very close one friend, you can call friend, something that's called enemy, we don't like. Something called strangers. So now, in Buddhism, when you think about universal compassion, am I making any sense? It's clear? So universal compassion, So, there's three objects. So we interact different kind of mindset, attitude. So that clearly points that our mind is not equal. See? The universal compassion just here. It's just word. So it won't become practical unless we equalize our attitude towards those three beings. Otherwise, there's no way we can talk about universal compassion, but practically, we will not develop universal compassion because our mind is not equal. So see, that's the reason, okay, why my compassion doesn't become universal compassion. But universal compassion comes from compassion. When you see somebody's going through difficulties, what do you call sympathy? Sympathy, whether it's that you are going through difficulties or some other people are going through difficulties, what do you have to do in a healthy way? Develop compassion. Compassion. That's no wrong immediately. You witness some form of difficulties that you or other person going through. So then based on that, you develop the desire to help to overcome the difficulties. That's called compassion. So from the Buddhist point of view, the now universal compassion, how the compassion become universal? If you can equalize your attitude towards those three objects. So now, before it's like, that's huge different. Now, not much that different, and slowly, there's no difference. In the beginning, there's like black and white. There's big difference. Now, better. It's not 100% equal, but it's much better, much better. Then so then this compassion is getting closer to become universal compassion. But that's long shot. Long shot. See, compassion. Yusum. Tuksum. So three poison. What's three poison? Anger, attachment, ignorance. Three poison. So tuksum. Right now we are just studying, just to understand, Gesasum. So now three verses. So I don't remember them quite clearly. Gesasum. Maybe opposite of these three things. Maybe it could be opposite. Like opposite of attachment, as a non-attachment, non-anger, non, I say, huh? Non-anger, non-attachment, non-ignorance. That these are probably three root virtues. Shardameva, Timuneva, Tishaneva. Can you find it in the somewhere there? So when you go outside, that's called, that's one painting. I'm not sure, is this there? The Wheel of Light? Yeah, outside there's painting. That's like Wheel of Life. That's how the life cycles. In the between, there's small, in the center of that wheel, there's like pig, there's a rooster, there's a snake. The pig symbolizes pig, piggy. Pig. Pig symbolizes ignorance. So, rooster symbolizes attachment. The snake symbolizes anger. That's why, you know, this whole cycle goes round, 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 round. Because of those three poisons. So that's how, so they put into form. I'm not sure, like, if somebody asked me to put these three poisons into paintings, so I'm not sure, like, how to put. That's how they come up with this, you know, three image. I'm not sure. You are welcome to put some image, but I'm not sure what to put. So there's like rooster attachments they put into image. Anger, snake, then ignorance, pig. They put in there. Three virtues, did you find? Okay, so you can now look up, you know, it's not like Tibet, you know, like before 1959, there's nothing to look up, so you have to read. It's not like that. So what I said is like the opposite, non-attachment, non-anger, non-ignorance, you know. If it's wrong, then it's not the mistake by a book, it's a mistake by me. So then, that's my mistake, not the mistake in the book. So, could be right, could be wrong. No, more likely it's going to be right. I'm not sure. So now here, then, Cholam going to Tsigi Jang. So I said this many times now. Definition of compassion. Whenever we witness some form of difficulties. So now say, when you look around, you know, everybody looks fine. Everybody's, you know, dressed quite well, you know, eating well, driving car. Everybody looks fine. Probably no need to develop compassion. Everybody looks fine. I mean, in America, you don't see obvious. I say, suffering is not obvious. It's not kind of very much hidden. Hidden is not obvious. Nepal, India is very obvious. You see right there. You see, you know. It's obvious. It's easy to help. It's very obvious. Here in development country, the Western world is very much hidden. See.
Geshe Robson lists them as non-attachment, non-aggression, and non-ignorance.
Oh, so I win. it's not here. So anyway. It's very much hidden. Does not mean they don't have problems. They do. They do have problems. No, you have problems. I have problems. Don't think, oh, Gishigele have no problem. That's a mistake. I have problems. No, we all have problems. And it's hidden. It's very much hidden. So then, when you look at the people who is millionaire, even in America, also you have hard time to see, you know, their problems, right? Because they have tons of money. They live big house. They drive nice car. Yeah, they also have problems. Very hidden. Very much hidden. They have problems too. See? So, otherwise, universal compassion, how you can develop, you know, is not easy. Oh. So suffering is not obvious, doesn't mean they don't have suffering. They have suffering, they have problems. Oh. We all have problems. So now, studying Four Noble Truth, so that will deeper your knowledge about sufferings. Suffering is not something that you see, it's much more complicated than that, you know. You don't see certain suffering doesn't mean people don't have suffering. People have problems, you know. So then your understanding of problem or suffering goes much deeper. So that helps you to develop compassion towards all the beings in the samsara equally have problems. Huh? It's not like one is better than another one. All have problems. Huh? So then based on that, you are it allows you to develop universal compassion. Huh? That's what I'm trying to say. So now compassion, that you witness some form of difficulties, then you genuinely, it's not your difficulties, it's someone else's difficulties. Then you witness them, then you, sincerely develop this desire to help overcome, from that difficulties. That is compassion. That's really compassion. That's not attachment. That's compassion. That's compassion. It's nothing to do with you. It's totally dedicated for well-being of other beings, compassion. So that is healing energy, healing power. It heals you. It heals everybody. Loving kindness, compassion heals everybody. That's very true. It heals everybody. It heals you. It heals others. When you have compassion, you are healed. You are healed. When you have anger, you are poisoned. When you have anger, you are poisoned. You are totally poisoned. So when you have compassion, you are healed. So that's what is needed, badly needed in our world, badly needed. Between people, between culture, between religion, between traditions, or between borders, that's what is needed. Compassion. Compassion, compassion. Don't harm. Please don't harm. Don't harm. Why? Why you harm? Because, other people have problems. They have sufferings, So that's not the best way to get over your suffering, to harm others. That's not the best way to do. Help. Help them. And that's way to help. That's way to get rid of your own difficulties, and then also get rid of other people's difficulties. Help, help. Everybody's crying for help. Nobody's crying for war or fight. Everybody's crying for help. So we have. We should help. So what is needed? Compassion, loving kindness is needed. So that guarantees. Also, the here universal compassion. So now the second line, Chalam Kunda Sigijangs. Second line.
No actions trained by means of the words.
So this is very Sigijang in all our actions.
Train by means of the words.
Train. What needs to be trained? Thought, thinking. The thought needs to be trained, not the body. Thought needs to be trained. So then even through the word, through the word, that thought can be trained. See, a person like me who has diabetes, at the same time who loves sweet. See, so now the challenge is right there. So now how that is practicing not to eat sweet, that can be done through verbally. So that's what it means. That practice. Now practice. I have specific practice to practice, not to eat sweet. See? So that practice, in order to implement, I can use word. Word. See, I'm not going to eat sweet. I'm not going to eat sweet. It's not good for my sugar, even though it's yummy. See? Just saying that I'm not going to eat sweet. So, what do you think? Will help? I'm not going to see. No, we say mantra, Om Mani Padme, Om Mani Padme, Om Mani Padme. So I need to recite this mantra. I'm not going to eat sweet. I'm not going to eat sweet. I'm not going to eat sweet. So, it's not good for my sugar, even though it's yummy. So I can extend this mantra. So that is kind of like hypocritic. If you're eating sweet, at the same time you're saying, I'm not going to eat sweet. I don't think you can say, can you say? If you are eating sweet, then same time, can you say, I'm not going to eat sweet? That doesn't sound good. That doesn't sound right. So that's what it means, you know, to train. To train. Oh. So I'm going to eat kale. I'm going to eat kale. It's good for health, even though it doesn't taste good at all. I never said this mantra. I just said it here. So I used to recite the mantra. But it, you know, it's good for health, but it doesn't taste good at all. So, Jolam Kuntu Tsikijang. That's what it means. Does that make sense? Oh, see? Jolam Kuntu Tsikijang. I'm not going to get angry. I'm not going to get angry because it's called pain. Sungu. Shena Sungu. Shedang anger. Sungu means pain. This anger is called pain. I'm not going to get angry because it's pain. When I get angry, I'm in pain. I'm in pain. Like that, we're just repeating the word, just reciting the word. See? And, you know, then, you know, when you read the Buddhist Law Guide to Way of Life, chapter number 6, there's total examinations been done based on anger. See? Usually I call it like anger management program, Buddhist version of anger management program. Chapter number 6. Shanti Deva thoroughly examined how we get angry, why we get angry. There's a lot of examination because there's no chapter is the longest chapter, no, in this book because no anger is not easy to get rid of. See, Cholam Kuntu Tsikijang. See, may all sentient beings have happiness, cause of happiness. That could be the one, you know. May all sentient beings, you look around. People look fine, but they have problems. I look fine, actually I have also problems, you know. Same. So we should be nice to each other, you know. Doesn't matter whether you practice same religion. What's the matter? Doesn't matter. If somebody no practice any religion, that's okay too. You know, what is matter is to be nice to each other, you know, be kind to each other. That's how you produce, you know, produce better environment, you know, safer environment. Everybody feels safe because nobody's going to harm to each other. That's what is needed, you know. So then, Sinje Tamje Dewata, you know, that could be the way to, how you say, train, Chugila, please, can you repeat that word?
Train by means of the words.
Trained by means of what?
Means of the words.
Trained by means of the word. So that's no, that's how you do. Then you know, according to the 8 verses, 4 transformations. Dali Simje Tamjela. Not easy, but you can say. It's easy to say. Especially when you say, when you're interacting with other people, there's temporary benefit. Most of the draw for disturbing thought is close. See, all this holy image, you know, in Christian church, Jesus, God, Buddhist, you know, Buddha, Tao, all this, we respect them, you know, we can show respect. Oh, this holy being. Person right next to you, we don't show any respect. That's not good. Shanti Deva said, you know, like, Shanti Deva, the very person who wrote this book, Sinjian Namdan Jawales, you know, equally dependent on, if you are thinking about enlightenment, you are equally dependent on sentient beings and the enlightened beings. You are equally dependent. They both are equally important for your own enlightenment. And he said, I don't understand people show so much respect to the enlightened being, not to sentient beings. He said, it doesn't make sense. See, there's many questions. So that's how it says. Train means by what? Train by means. Oh, this is very difficult. Train by means by the word. So you understand? You understand? Yeah. Please keep that in your mind. Now, if I say in Tibetan, then you're not going to understand. See it. Dan is in Jetta, you know what to do. May I able to say, you are kind of like crying. You're crying, say, please bless me, you know. Bless me means change my thinking. Bless means change. That's why you bless food. That's why you bless house. You know, because you're trying to change from something from negative to positive. That's why bless, you know. Bless means change, transform. You know, transform. Then you're crying for, please bless me with my thinking. So may I able to see, whenever I interact with other people, may I able to see them as a far more precious than wish-fulfilling jewel. You see, wish-fulfilling jewel. Wish-fulfilling jewel. If you have that jewel, you just imagine something, just appear. You know? If you are thinking about cheesecake, it just appear. If you have that jewel, you know? Wish-fulfilling jewel. Tibetan people call His Holiness Dalai Lama Ishinobu. That's Ishinobu means wish-fulfilling jewel. That's how we call His Holiness Dalai Lama wish-fulfilling jewel. If you have one of them, if you just think anything, it just appears. Not enlightenment, sorry. Not enlightenment, not liberation, but anything else, you know, appears. Not patience. Not love, no compassion, no patience, anything else, it appears. So that's how valuable that is. You see, may I be able to see her far more precious than this land or the universe filled with wish-fulfilling jewel, far more precious than that. Why? You could gain patience, you could get loving-kindness, you could gain compassion. These are all good. See, there's a reason, there's like concrete reason why we should look at that person, you know, with, you know, with, how is it, pure heart. See, so there's many words, you know, then you can say, a few words here, there, you know, so then, but especially when you're driving, you know, if you can say a certain word about the anger or patience, it will help. So, may I able to cherish them, like, to cherish them as like precious jewel, far more precious than precious jewel, or far more profound than precious jewel, able to cherish. You know? But, as I said, you know, it's not easy. In my own experience, you know, dealing with this 2-year-old girl, I'm not able to see that, you know, like every time, this is like far more precious than land filled with a wishful dream jewel. No, not at all. Most of the time, that's unfortunate. But you never give up, you try, you know, you try, you know. Then once in a while, once the blue moon, maybe everything is going right on my side, then I see, it's very far more precious than precious jewel. If something is not going right on my side, there's no precious jewel. No, there's no precious jewel. Even though somebody appears very cute, but no precious jewel. See, not easy. But, you know, we have to try. This is good. It's worth to try. We should not give up. It's worth to try. It will benefit you. It will benefit you tremendously. That's why we should try. So train. I'm going to see. There's a second line. Okay, second line. So then, with that, probably I'll stop here. And I'm going to say now, last couple of Sunday, I forgot. I'm going to say certain mantras here. There's only 2-3 minutes left. I'm going to say certain mantras. Some of them is for your health, and some of them is for your, you know, it will just hearing the mantra, it will prevent from untimely death. So I've been reciting this mantra. So, you know, long time ago. So people are asking me, you know, some of it's kind of heartbreaking. There's nothing really much I can do. So they ask me, you know, like they're having their kids having, you know, like the suicidal thoughts. So this is there anything that I can do? So then since then, you know, so I've been reciting this mantra at the center. So not necessarily need to call, you know, so that everybody here, you know, here outside this mic, here's everybody here, just hearing the mantra will prevent from untimely death, you know, such an accident, not just suicidal thought, accident, and also some of the mantras, you know, for your health, physical health or mental health. So with my little devotions into the mantra, then I, you know, decided to, you know, say this mantra on the center, okay? So it will take only 2 minutes, huh?
Om namo bhagavate bhagavate guru binuya tamara saya tada gataya arahade samya sambodaya deyado bhagavate bhagavate maha bhagavate bhagavate sanza samo ngade zo jese bhagavate guna gata sa jese guna jese tuji jenu jese sada jase lo namo ratnataya ya namo ayaja nasakara biru sana jese wana saya tada gataya arahade samya sambodaya namo savata tangata bhe arahade bhe samya sambodaya bhe namo ayava lukdi shiraya buddhi sataya maha sataya maha karu nikaya Teatom dara dara, diri diri, duru duru, iti vidi, tarese, tata, tata, kusume, kusume, ware. Ilimile, titazala, abano, yazo, janjo, zemjore, maja, maja, bana, chichewanye, mame, wakone, kondome, ware. Tonin, tawari, maja, maja, bana, chichewanye, mame, wakone, kondome, ware, chichewanye, wazoka, be. Sinjene, Thank you.
Have a nice weekend. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Thank you. Good morning. Can everyone hear me through the microphone? Thank you. I'm here today to share with you, or try to share with you, why I'm a donor to the Kadampa Center, and invite you to join me in this. Normally try to memorize a little bit more and give a presentation without a piece of paper. So you'll excuse me, though, this morning this is a little more complicated than I'm normally used to. So I titled this An Uncommon Refuge. I have found the world to be wonderful and joyful, finding my wife, marrying her, watching the births of my precious son and daughter. And I have at times found my life to be painful and heart-wrenching, most recently the death of my dog, the suicide of a young friend, knowing of my participation in killing during wartime. My days have sometimes been filled with excitement, a job transition or competing in a race. Some days have been utterly deflated by boredom. But from moment to moment, I have been battered from one extreme to another, having a heated conversation, expressing anger that 2 days prior my flight had been scheduled incorrectly. And at that moment, pure astonishment and relief and horror when a news report aired suddenly showing the hotel I was to be staying in devastated by a terrorist bomb. So there is suffering, and the cause of suffering is attachment. And suffering can come to an end, and there is a path to that end through Buddhism. And in order to fully grasp and realize each of these truths and the subsequent knowledge introduced by the Buddha and other teachers, I must study, and I must meditate, and I must practice. And during those hours of meditation, happiness can feel like a solitary pursuit. But it's not true. Happiness is a pursuit that all of us chase in some form or another. We all stumble along a path, crooked though it may be. I sometimes visualize a massive highway with people meandering all in the same direction, but most of the people are wearing cloths over their eyes, blind to the travelers right beside them. And this is one reason why I find such value in the Kadampa Center. It is a physical place where I come to realize that I am not alone in the struggle. It's a place where I am greeted with knowing eyes and kind smiles of others on the same path. It's a place where I know the names of the other travelers seeking happiness and shelter from suffering. It's a place where friends come to get married and a place where friends come to honor the passing of their loved ones. And to me, this is an uncommon refuge. It is my community. It is your community. Please help us keep our community strong and consider a gift to the annual appeal today. Thank you.